Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. He is such a part. He's a fly fisherman, among other things. He was doing that over the weekend, allegedly. He's with the Amish Rebuilding
America. I don't believe it's actually fun, like fly fishing. I really want Scott to tell me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask him about that. I don't know if he got over to the boat show. But Dan just had a great question. I won't let just Scott answer it. I'll ask everybody else. He's such a regular. What should be the theme song? Hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210 or call in right now so we can run it past him at DomShow1210. Or hit me, call in. What should be the Scott Presler theme song? Scott, welcome back. Have you ever had a theme song anywhere?
I remember correctly, one time when I came on your show, you had produced a song for me, I think. Didn't you guys?
Oh, we did go back to that. Sure, back to that. Earl's very happy to hear that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right. The Earl of Tacony did a Scott Pray. He made it rhyme somehow or another, too.
Here?
Yeah.
Scott is a guy wants to make the earth pretty, picking up garbage in Baltimore City. Small act of kindness, much happiness brings. That was the start of Scott Presler things.
Okay. I still want to get some more content going.
I feel like we need more energy, though, you know?
Yeah, it needs a little bit more for Presler. We need something that pops. How about an Amish folk song?
How about Amish Paradise?
Yeah, Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
I could do that.
I can tell he likes that one. Yes. We'll get as many from we can. Go ahead.
As we begin today, just everyone, please join me, and together let's spell Eagles. E-L-G-S-E-S.
All right. You could be mayor of Philadelphia with that.
He spelled it the exact right way. You know, that's maybe that's a new spelling here in Philadelphia.
We're not big on spelling in the public schools. And Sherelle was an English major and a teacher, too. I was kind of surprised with this. So, Scott, what's up with the fly fishing in Edison, New Jersey? Dan doesn't believe fly fishing is really any kind of
thing.
I don't believe it's real. It's not real. Yeah.
No, it's fly fishing. Yeah. Is it real? Can you catch fish like that? Were you catching fish the other day, Scott?
No, this is a very real thing. And I'll tell you, we were there in Edison, New Jersey, which is Middlesex, from Friday through Sunday. And within that time frame, we got 200 people to committing to vote this November. And if you just think of all the people that we didn't get to sign up, I mean, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of fly fishermen and people, you know, creating lures, et cetera. It's a very big thing there in New Jersey.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, Dan. I did broadcast from the Shad Fest in Flemington, New Jersey.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, it was okay.
Seems pretty fishy, Dom.
Yeah, well, it was near Springsteen's headquarters. The Shadfish was a big festival. There had to be thousands of people there. Hard to believe. So, Scott, we had Sean Parnell on a little bit earlier, and he said the Pennsylvania numbers have taken another nice bump. What can you tell us?
Oh, it's beautiful. So, another 7 days has gone by, and in that time, the Democrats had another net loss of 2,000 voters. It appears to me on its face that a smaller purge might have been done by the PA Department of State. But even so, it's fascinating. Even if there was a small purge, Republicans only lost 80 net lost voters, while Democrats lost 2,000. Chester lost another 80 voters, so Chester continues to go to the right. Bucks County continues to go to the right. And you know what's very interesting? The Democrats, I can tell you right now, they are petrified. So we have been pushing no to retention for the three Democrat Supreme Court justices. Justice Daugherty, no. Justice Wecht, no. Justice Donahue, no. And the Democrats, they have never had to fight for retention before. And I just noticed on X, on social media, that they created brand new January 2025 retention for their Democrat Supreme Court justice candidates. And so it shows me that the work that we're doing with voter registration, the messaging behind our no to retention, is making the Democrats panic.
The story I saw over the weekend, though, and you were intimately involved, and I'm not sure if it trended, seeing the Amish wanting to rebuild hurricane victims, L.A., Trump, Presler, those were the things I've saw. You really have tapped into the Amish to, you know, put their foot into the rest of the world here, because they're pretty skilled builders in the Delaware Valley. I know they're around.
Well, I read a statistic. Someone made a comment. So there's this gentleman by the name of Eli Yoder, which, you know, Yoder, that is definitely a very prolific Amish name within that community. And I believe he's actually a trucker over in Ohio, and he speaks with different Amish communities daily. And he said that the Amish have offered themselves that if we want to build the wall, if we want help building houses for hurricane victims or victims of natural disasters, that the Amish are willing to offer their help and their craftsmanship to make America truly great again. And I just, how wonderful that this community that came out and voted in 2024 is still willing to serve and do right by the American people.
All right, Scott, Marcus Aurelius says on Twitter, Presler's song "Almost Cut My Hair" by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. How about if we go with that?
You know, I haven't heard that one before. I think that might be a little before my time.
Still
I'm
slow.
Thinking, I'm happy to listen to it. I want something like "Let It Rock," or I want something like "Confident" by Demi Lovato. I want something high energy that really that speaks to my unbridled enthusiasm.
Wait a minute, you take that from Seinfeld, the unbridled enthusiasm? I'm sorry.
See, that's more kind of my style.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. Well, we'll test that out for next week. Dan will bookmark that. We'll do it. Scott, the other thing that's out there, you're trying to rev up people, so are we, that Wednesday, RFK Jr., boy, this is going to be one of the biggest factual and provocative testimony that I think we've ever seen. And there are two elements to be suspect of on the Republican side, big pharma types, and even more so, I think, because it's harder to unmask them, big agriculture types. And big agriculture likes what they're doing to food. They're the ones that several of these in the heartland of America might end up voting against RFK Jr.
Yes, so this is really critical, ladies and gentlemen. I need you, it's 2 o'clock, right after you're done listening to Dom Giordano, 1210 Talk Radio.
Whoops, I knew he was in a tough sell. Go ahead again, Scott.
So RFK Jr.'s nomination, his hearing is going to be this week, and it is imperative that you call your senators. And I want you to especially focus on people like Bill Cassidy in Louisiana, who, even though he's a Republican, he voted to convict President Trump when President Trump was impeached by the Democrats. And so Cassidy needs to hear from us, his constituents. We need to talk to Fetterman and, of course, McCormick. McCormick is a Republican, but Fetterman, we need him to know that if he wants to be reelected in 2028, which is going to be a presidential election year, and, you know, J.D. Vance is likely going to be at the top of the ticket, if he wants to keep his seat, then he needs to listen to this new constituency in Pennsylvania. We also, of course, need to reach out to Mitch McConnell in Kentucky, Murkowski in Alaska, Collins in Maine. But I would also encourage people in Michigan, reach out to Peters because he's up for re-election. And this is a state that, like Pennsylvania, Michigan is trending to the right. And the Muslim community, especially after the Democrats' debacle of not providing for peace and the ceasefire, which we are getting under President Trump, I think a lot of these communities, from the Amish to members of the Muslim community to members of the Jewish community, you're going to see some of those non-traditional unrepresented groups perhaps join the Republican Party now. And so please make those phone calls. You can dial 202-224, I believe it is. And then I have a flyer on my X account that has the last four numbers for every single United States senator, all 100 of them.
Well done, Scott, as always. And where do people go to support you, the efforts in Jersey, kidding about fly fishing? Do you have any beach ideas yet? Are we going to have a bodybuilding contest like Venice, California? All right. Is there something in Wildwood that you're thinking of?
Well, we have 5 months to really work out in gym tan laundry in preparation for the shore this summer. And we will be there, you know. So you may see a very different Scott in a few months. You may see a very different. But I am actually preparing for the Great American Outdoor Show. Our Early Vote Action team, earlyvoteaction.com, is where you can support us. We are going to be there registering voters from February 1st. Through February 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So if you need to register to vote, if you need to change your party affiliation, if you need to sign up for a mail-in ballot, or if you would even like to volunteer, we would love to have you at the Great American Outdoor Show.
Great stuff, Scott. Thank you, and we'll work on the theme music. Got more coming
in. Might have found it, Dom. Yeah, maybe the Jersey Shore theme. Go gym pan laundry as he takes the shore. Yeah,
I like that, how he worked it in. Thanks, Scott, very much.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, Scott Pressler here on Twitter. Keep him coming on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. He mentioned something really important there, RFK Jr. hearing on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you have both Tulsi Gabbard, who might be the toughest one to get over the finish line, and also Kash Patel. You know, I think one of the two will make it. Which one? We'll see. Edging toward Patel at this moment. I want to talk about the RFK Jr., though, and some of the people involved. Daily Caller today talks about the fact that something really helpful to the Trump agenda is Make America Healthy Again. RFK Jr. on the food. And these are suburbanites, many of them moms, who like what he's saying and some of the results that are happening already. On the other hand, you have the big agriculture, more than big pharma, and they want to keep the food essentially as it is. And any number of Republicans are on that list. And apparently there are several corporate war rooms. And there are some surprising figures who got the most money from big pharma, people like Ted Cruz. Now, do I think Ted Cruz would vote against RFK Jr.? I don't think so. But there are others, Cassidy, he mentioned, et cetera, who might, in addition to the usual Murkowski, Susan Collins, who knows, Mitch McConnell. There are all kinds of interests here that want to stop Kennedy. And, of course, probably every Democrat. Although Fetterman is a wild card. He's right. He mentioned Dave McCormick. I don't see Dave McCormick voting against Tulsi Gabbard's problem might be getting out of the committee. It's only 9-8, the committee that she goes before, and some of them are reluctant, a couple of Republicans. That might be the tougher one. All right, phone lines to get in. Hit us on the side question, too. Hit us with that all-time best or worst Philly sports moment for you coming off the Eagles and everything else that's happening. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. I'm writing my column this week on Lake and Riley. How is it that a lot of the country's bipartisan voting for this, and yet the three women in the suburbs all together voted against it? Dean of Decency, Mary Gay Scanlon, and the Houlihan. And the Houlihan wrote this piece for the Inquirer. I'll give you the flavor of it coming up. Why I voted no on the Lake and Riley Act. Again, unconstitutional. Really? All these other people don't see that. They don't see protecting us. Could it be there were some mushrooms involved in her mind here? No, not the chemical mushroom, the physical mushrooms. Big mushroom country, Chrissy Houlihan. All straight ahead, 855-839-1210. Oh, I forgot, yes. And right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
That is absolutely right. All right, today for Money Melody, a pair of tickets to the Dirk Quinn Band's Scabby Toad, a unique musical adventure with a reimagining of the Beatles' Abbey Road at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, one of our favorite spots, on the campus of Bucks County Community College on January 31st. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so we're talking about great moments in Philadelphia sports history. Well, this guy provided a good number of them, and... The clue is in this song. I'll say that. We're looking for the cover artist today, a guy that spent some time here in Philadelphia and left quite a mark that we still remember to this day. Take a listen. We want to know who today's singer is. Here you go.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Who is that? Dan says spent a lot of time in the Philadelphia area.
Not a lot of time, but a memorable time. Very impactful time.
Okay.
Maybe a Hall of Fame level time.
All right. Don't give away too much.
All right. 855.
Record setting time here.
Stop it.
855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Do that and you're headed to the Zlock, which is a great site for Talk Radio 1210. Your call's coming up, Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, listen to the tune and tell us who is the singer.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Classic. Let's go to Sal and Skip Pack on Talk Radio 1210. Sal, who's the singer?
Hey, Dom, this is kind of just a wild guess, but I know the guy was very religious and had that resonating voice. I'm going to say Reggie White.
Wow, I never would have guessed that. They didn't tell me. I would not have guessed it. That was pretty good. I thought it was professional.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Yes, the Minister of Defense, Reggie White, Dom. And you've been hearing his name a lot recently because, man, Jalen Carter, best defensive lineman we've had since Reggie White, you think, maybe?
Well, I put you on hold, Sal. It's laughable to put Jalen Carter in the same breath as Reggie White, though. I mean, arguably, most people think he's the greatest defensive end in history. So yeah. It's,
Reggie White, your all-time sack leader. That's what I was talking about with the records there, singing Amazing Grace.
I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised Sal got that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, he must have had that in somewhere. That's amazing. That was great stuff. All right, that's the side question today. Hit us with that all-time Philly sports moment. That's what we're looking for coming off the Eagles win. Good or bad? The worst or the best? I mentioned all this stuff brewing now. We're just days away, finally, from the real showdown. RFK Jr. You got to realize RFK Jr. has been in the public eye, 40 years or something like that, maybe more, and said all kinds of stuff, provocative, one side or another, all over the place. I've interviewed him several times. It's always provocative. So there's going to be any number of things they can bring up to argue about. But this is a play here with a couple of big interests who are dead. And also, regrettably, throw in Mike Pence and what he would say is the core of pro-life people. RFK Jr. is not going to be going down the path of pro-abortion policies, etc. You know, but Mike Pence is going to say he is, to try to provide cover. So you have that. You have the pharma stuff, you have the vaccine stuff, and then you have the food stuff with big agriculture. And here is cut 10. Here's Jewel over the weekend deciding she had to apologize. All she did was perform at RFK Jr.'s inaugural Make America Healthy Again Ball.
And I am so sorry that I caused pain, especially in my LGBTQIA+ community, because you guys are treasures. You make the world a better place. You've made my life a better place.
All right. What's RFK Jr. causing pain about here among people that are gay? I mean, he's essentially got more of a liberal tint to him than not. In that, there's nothing that I know of, but of course, I guess she's getting heat. Her core constituency, she feels she got to go that way. All right. One interesting thing, too. The side question today. Hit us with that all-time Philly sports moment that's positive or negative. It doesn't matter. The worst or the best. Can I make the case? I don't know yet. I'm still in the negative. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and we have Ray Dininger on, I think at the end of the day, Ray's possibly going to tip toward favoring the Eagles. I would favor them. As good as Mahomes is, they're just overwhelming at just about every other spot. I haven't seen a breakdown with the Chiefs, you know, position by position, but you saw it yesterday. If Jalen Hurts plays pretty well, they're going to be very difficult to beat. So let's say they win, okay? Philadelphia, parade. I bet people are already thinking about the one in 2017 was unbelievable. We had full coverage of that. Here's the thing. Have things changed enough that the Eagles would go to the White House? Now, they would be the first pro sport, major pro sport, to win in the second Trump term. We know in the first one, they didn't go. I don't think they were the first. I'd have to look it up, 2017, whether anything in 2016. There was a big back and forth over this that they wouldn't go. There were various reasons given that people thought they just don't want to go because of Trump. Are we going to see that again? Or has Trump turned a page? Because in pop culture, it's a little bit better for him, maybe even more than a little bit. I just played you Jewel, though. Regret going to the RFK Jr. thing, big mistake, pain, etc. By that point in time, is Trump seen as different than the first time around? The first time around, it was just brutal. I'd have to go back, and I think the Chiefs win during that period of time. Somebody seemingly did go. I know the national champion went. I remember Trump had this snack table of giant burgers and all that, fast food stuff. I think it was Alabama went, and it was quite a spectacle of the amount of food. And it was fast food from various outlets that they dined on. Would the Eagles go? Now, somebody like in town, somebody like the Phillies, I think they would go. Middleton, I'm pretty sure. The Sixers might be a no. But would the Eagles go? And I'd say no, they will not. Dan, do you have a thought? Would they go? That this is a little bit different this time around than before.
Josh Harris isn't going. Laurie, I think I think he goes. I think the reason why they didn't go last time is because there was such a ruckus around the kneeling. And remember, Laurie stood with the players, and there was the pushback against that in the media. And I just think it was a whole, you know, snowball effect at the time that I think we're past as a culture. And I think they will go to the White House at this point.
All right. Okay. I'm still take the other side, but I think it's a closer call. That's why it's interesting. Will they go if they win the Super Bowl? Yeah, and Ray talked about, sure, they're going to look at the Chiefs, the odds makers, slight favorite at this point in time. I just think it's almost impossible to win three times in a row. It's just a law of averages that is difficult here. 855-839-1210. So if they go, how will that be received in Philadelphia? Now, you should realize that the mayor of Philadelphia, now it's not Jim Kenney, but Cherelle Parker has reiterated on paper. I think she put out she put out a statement saying that, yeah, Philadelphia is still a sanctuary city, yada, yada, yada. But she has not been anywhere near. Mayor Adams is the other one under criminal indictment that has not, and also New York being inundated, has not pushed back against deportation. He's sort of favored it. Most of the other blue cities, though, Denver, Chicago, they've been adamant. Illinois, the governor, she has not been. She senses here that maybe this is not the time to go down that path. So maybe the atmosphere is a little bit better. I think if the Phillies won, they would go. I don't see the Sixers, players, et cetera. I don't see that happening.
They're not going to win anyway.
And the Flyers, you know, that's a different ballgame. So it's mainly baseball and football that we look at here. All right, side question. Hit us with that all-time moment, good or bad, and the RFK Jr. hearing is going to be unbelievable. He's the most consequential. Don't be surprised if in the end, you see any of these Republican senators, I'm not talking Murkowski and Collins. You almost have to count them in. They're going to vote against him, just like they did Hegseth. McConnell, what's the point of leverage? Well, he's leaving, but there's got to be people he still supports or projects or something they can put pressure on with. Other Republicans, though, they're under pressure, enormous amounts of money. Pharmaceuticals, Ted Cruz is in the top five. The agriculture stuff, though, is more hidden. That's where the action is. So I'm sure the Trump people are aware of this. And then when you get to Tulsi Gabbard, she's going to have trouble getting out of committee. Cash Patel might benefit. He might have more of a shot, given they may, you know, that may be the nominee they agree to stop. 855-839-1210, you get a line. You think the Eagles would go to the White House? I hear Dan's point. It is a bit different this time around. It is not the craziness either in the NFL, but more importantly, first time around with Trump, it was a badge of honor. Look at the resistance this time around. They're having trouble. He's flooding the zone with things that people want. Not the first 100 days, the first 100 hours. Look at just the stuff over the weekend. And so far, as I read it, on deportation, it's a winner. Now, once you get past, but that's going to take quite a while, criminals slash those that have been ordered to be deported. They're under an order to deport. There's about 1 million of them. Realize how long this is going to take to dig out these people hidden all over the place? Let's go to
Tom Homan was on Fox today. Just a minute audio. Take a look.
Okay.
Oh, amid all this, Border Star Tom Homan was on the ground in Chicago as federal and local authorities worked together to track down and arrest criminal migrants. And he, as you can see, joins us now. Thank you very much, sir, for being here. So much that we want to ask you. First up, is the president happy with this progress?
So I think the president's happy, but we're going to make him a lot happier. Yesterday was just day one, and these raids are going to go out throughout the country. We're not going to let up. We put our foot on the gas, and we're going to go. And as I explained to several stations yesterday, that aperture can continue to grow. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're concentrating on public safety threats and national security threats, but as we open up that aperture, looking for fugitives, those who had due process at great taxpayer expense, there's over a million of them, 1.4 million, they're on the table. Anybody in the country illegally, they're on the table. But we're going to go after them in a prioritization that makes sense. The worst first.
All right. He's sticking to that. And for quite a while. So what I'm saying to you is Democrats are not going to have the deportation issue. Selena Gomez crying and all this stuff. You're rounding up kids. You're going into. They're not going to do that because it's massive to get the people out that reasonable Americans are saying, get them out of here. The worst criminals, but then those that also have a deportation order. All right, coming up, I'm going to take your calls on RFK Jr., and you can hit us on the side question. This is going to be quite a showdown. As I said, this guy, Kash Patel, is right there, too, with the FBI, will have the biggest legacy. And this is the door to open up with suburban moms and suburbanites wanting some help on the food issue, what's in our food, and big agriculture wants to keep it this way. It's cheaper, less costly. They have a system set up that they want to continue doing it this way. The Federal Register, the Biden people, the last days of the Biden administration, the red dye stuff, that wouldn't happen, I think, till 2027. How about you get the rest of 2025 and then you compliance out by 2026? That seems reasonable. So it's not just the vaccine. The hidden issue here, you know about the pharmaceutical. That's going to be a battle. It's going to be quotes and stuff he said in his personal life, and it's also then going to be stuff in the food. How can you contend with that? Anybody that contends with him over the food issue is a weasel, Republican or Democrat, that is suspect, and they have to be pushed back on. There is no contention on that. That's the winning issue. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. We'll get you on the side question. Also, I can tell you Wednesday, right from the opening gun, now we're really getting to the meat of it. The Hegseth stuff was child's play versus RFK Jr. and probably Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel. And I'm thinking in the end, Kash Patel might get by because of the, you know, they're only going to take out one person. Will it be RFK Jr.? Got to worry about Republicans on this one. Let's go to Christian. He's in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian.
Good afternoon, sir. So, little background. I am just now finishing up my bachelor's in sustainable agriculture.
Okay.
And so from the perspective, I do like RFK, what he's doing, what he's trying to do. But this is going to come with a lot of problems because he is going to add, if he pushes everything through that he wants to, you are talking about drastic increased prices of ag products, both food and fiber, the clothing material needs. Because once you start kind of weighing down the ability for farmers to spray, you drastically decrease the amount of output that the possible, what piece of land can produce. It's just the
Christian, is that his focal point, what they're spraying versus what's actually processed by big agriculture and processing food?
So from one of his main tenets, as I understand it, is he wants to go to regenerative agriculture and a lot more of the organic processes, which would really hem up and tie up the ability of farmers to produce at a larger scale, which is why a lot of these ag states are going to be so worried about it. Because if he ties up that mm-hmm. money and reduces the amount that these farmers can produce, we're talking about a significant drop in GDP. To the point of a traditional farmer can produce roughly 25% more of a specific crop usually a monoculture, than an organic farmer can, just because of the ability to use more sprays and so on and so forth. I'm not saying that's better, but if you're talking about the production of agriculture, being able to feed people at a reasonable cost, these are the things you're going to contend with.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about here, all right, can we agree on that? That's one thing, and that seems much farther down the road to what I've heard him say. We're talking about preservatives. We're talking about things that big agriculture does in order to make the product cheaper, last longer, that kind of thing, and less helpful.
Yeah, there's definitely room to say, is this the responsible use of this kind of chemistry on these things? What are you saving, and whose bottom line are you worried about? Is it stockholders? Is it people in bed with these industries, or is it the end user? That's definitely a reasonable question, and there needs to be a significant amount of research into who's abusing what on what side.
Well,
I'm all in.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm an RFK fan. I really am.
Well, thank you, Christian. I'm unaware about the farming part of that, if they'll get into that. You can just see how far this goes with RFK Jr. We're talking about some of the biggest things out there. And you're also talking about more Republicans that are under the gun because of big agriculture and pharma than maybe on almost any other issue. On the others, they're not under the gun. It's their ideology, like Murkowski voting against Hegseth. I don't think she's under the gun on anything. McConnell doing it out of spite. The Maine senator, this is her brand also. These others, though, I think Cassidy will be a definite no vote, no matter what RFK Jr. says from Louisiana. And you realize how tight it is there. That's, you know, only two more you could lose and still maintain. Can Fetterman go with RFK Jr.? In the end, I'd probably say no. If he does, that's going to be a pretty wild even for Fetterman. Let's go to Don in South Jersey. Hey, Don, good afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Dom, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Don.
Awesome. Hey, I have a question for you. Let's say, and I'm grateful for what Trump has done over the last week. Just think about it, it's 1 week. However, the Department of Education, and we've talked about this for years on this station, especially with you, if you were to shut down the Department of Education, take, let's just say it's $300 billion mm-hmm. per year, you know, annually. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, let's say we were to save $500 billion annually by shutting down the Department of Education, reorging FEMA, and perhaps getting rid of the IRS. Let's say it's $600 billion annually. How would you spend that money, Dom? Where would your top three priorities be?
Okay.
And where would you spend it?
All right, got a lot of wind there. Thank you, Don. My answer would be, this is going to go back to the states. It would be less costly. The other thing is a reduction in taxes. Now, Trump's just floating that out there. No IRS, no taxes. We'll just do tariffs. He's floating that out there. A flat tax, though, is that something we ever could get to? These are monumental. He's triggering them. I don't see us getting rid of the IRS and replacing it just with tariffs. You saw, though, the tariff used over the weekend. Here's the thing with Colombia. It wasn't used just economically. It was used as a play in a completely different field, illegal immigration. So it's a negotiating tactic, and it worked big time. Now, there's going to be somebody who's not going to blink at this. Honduras is already making moves like it won't. Yeah, but can they withstand all the things that can be done to Honduras? I don't think so. Let's go to Mace, Flemington, New Jersey, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mace, good afternoon. Yo, Mace. Mace?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go
Can
ahead,
you
Mace.
Hear me?
Yeah, hi. Give us your best Philly sports moment.
A company that it like a, well, one quick thing about RFK. I'm surprised some company, probably not General Mills, but some company hasn't come out and said, we're going to remove colorings and be kind of proactive to get the attention of the people that they're going to be more healthy. I thought somebody would do that.
I bet RFK Jr. is going to give you something like that, that he knows people poised to do this. That's going to be one of his defenses on this whole thing.
No, that's good. My Philly moment, I'm not a Philly fan. I'm from Jersey. But 92 Elite Eight NCAA, I was fortunate enough to be there for all four games. Actually, the Duke Seton Hall game had the Hurley brothers covering each other for a little bit, Bobby and Danny.
So okay.
That got a roar out of the crowd. But in the Spectrum, Christian Laettner's buzzer beater, that's kind of a national, worldwide event that, is recognized around the world as one of the biggest shots in NCAA history.
It is, but I would say it's not a Philly sports moment. It's not your Philly sports fan. I mean, you were either a Duke fan or just a fan of basketball. It's a great moment. It's a memorable. How did he get it off? And that it isn't against Kentucky, but not a Philly sports fan.
Well, I think what makes a Philly moment is the heart that comes with it, because right. You have that bond of the city who all felt the same way when it happened because they're such a big fan of that team. You know, it represents the city. So, no, it's not a Philly sports moment. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Duke is hated, too, and with good reason somewhat. Not quite the Cowboys, but I think in Philadelphia it's not exactly interesting. All right, so it's a lightning round next. Hit us with that local Philly sports moment. I see some of the worst up here, some of the best. Get your name into the hat. You can tell by those calls already, too. A lot's going to happen with RFK Jr. We're working on some people that really have insight to what they're going to pressure. I didn't even think about the farmer thing. I think more of the food processing. That's where we're going to see the argument. And I think he's going to say there is another way. Is that going to seem, could there be more cost? I mean, with inflation, cereal already, how much more are you willing to pay if you believe it's more helpful? I know people say it and they might believe it, but week after week, are they willing to do that? That's where the question's going to be. He is the breakthrough to so many different people in America, though, without a doubt. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Okay, it's a lightning round. Hit us with the all-time worst or best Philadelphia sports moment. Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom. Real quickly, on Friday, I only met Joe from Columbus once. Seems like a really nice guy, but I don't know who doesn't want their cake and eat it, too. I'm confused on that one.
Okay. All right. Who's
yours?
You're
going to explain that one to me.
Yeah.
Mine is would have been the miracle on ice for Philadelphia. We Philadelphia Flyers were... They had a win their last game of the last game of the season to get into the playoffs. Then they just kept going, winning the playoffs, winning the next round of the playoffs, and we lost by a shot from Kane, Patrick Kane, and nobody even knew it went in the net. It was so depressing. It was disheartening. Mm.
I remember that.
That was almost going to be my answer today. That's
all right. That is a very good one. Bill in Palmyra. Bill, yours.
Dom, how you doing today?
Good, Bill.
My answer for the side question is a date that has no particular meaning, May 4, 1975. But that was the day that the Phillies traded Willie Montanez, first baseman, who was about a 300 hitter, to the San Francisco Giants for Gary Maddox. And Gary went on to win 8 gold gloves, and he played a real shallow center field. And when that ball, you couldn't really appreciate him until you went to the park and saw him run down a fly ball.
Well, thank you, Bill. He gave Ray Dinninger a lot of great lines, but what is it? The world is 3/4 covered by water or 90%, and Gary Maddox covers the rest. Ray Dinninger, that's one of his top 3 or 4 lines, I believe. Greg in the Northeast. Greg, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. Mine's personal. 1997 conference final Flyers, fifth game against the Rangers. I'm on the second level because I'm poor, but we're about to win, go to the Stanley Cup, and I'm fiending for a cigarette, which had recently been banned. And I asked the crowd around me if I could light up, and they said, go right ahead, all Flyers fans. Well, the back of our crowd our section, we're Rangers fans, and one man starts yelling to put that cigarette out. And the rest of the crowd around me stands up and starts saying, we told him he can smoke this, this, and that. He would not relent. So I stood up, took one big drag, blew it in his face, and then his wife got involved. And I said, this is where it's bad. I said some very nasty things, I'll admit. And the husband put one foot on the seat in back of him and said, say it again. And I said, okay. Boom. Gave him the fingered salute. This man put both feet on the back of that seat. And he was about 3-4 rows behind me and launched himself.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those moments in my life where 1 second becomes an hour. Launched himself like an Olympic diver off the block.
All right. I thought that would seem to be the Philadelphia fans would do that, but that was a Rangers fan. Oh, sorry we don't have more time, though, to get to the Wilt 100. Nobody cared about it. I do, but and it is reality. All right, Dan, give me a couple contenders you think out of
Henry
all
will have to give you those, Dom. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
I think the three strongest ones today were Phil in Delaware with the 83 Sixers parade when Cats got up in front of the crowd and said, buy season tickets.
Yes.
Another one would be Gary in Newtown's of Patrick Kane's Phantom Shot. Yeah. I mean, absolutely heartbreaking. And that last one from Greg in the Northeast of lighting a cigarette at the Flyers game, starting an all-out brawl. I mean, and they won.
Yeah,
that's what he didn't mention. They won and went to the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I can go with Greg, and that was a heck of a story at the end. Let's put his name into the hat, and we'll convene. I think I have one tomorrow that involves Columbia and Juan Valdez. At least that's what I'm working up in my mind after seeing it this weekend. All right, great stuff today. Tomorrow, some great guests coming our way, too. Follow me on Twitter until then at DomShow1210. At DomShow1210, Republicans meeting policy retreat with Trump in Florida. And watch for RFK Jr. That's going to be a big moment. All right, Richie always next to kick off the week for 4 big hours. All that here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.